why are all these basic emotions so closely related to the notion of I? Let's imagine that you suddenly tell somebody, "Could you please get angry, very angry, right now?" Nobody will get completely angry. But if you say to the same person, "You are a scoundrel. You are such a disgusting person," then you don't have to wait for very long. That person will immediately get angry. Why this difference? Because you have targeted the I. So there is a very deep approach in Buddhist philosophy and practice to try to examine if that I is just an illusion, just a name we attach to that stream and flux in continuous transformation. We cannot find the I in any part of the body, or as something that would pervade the body in its entirety. And if the self cannot be identified in the mind or the body, it is evident that there is nothing we can point to that can justify our having such a strong feeling of I. But yet we cling to it. That is when all the troubles come, when we begin clinging to this notion of I as something truly existing that needs to be protected and pleased. Aversion, repulsion, the 5 afflictions, the 20 secondary ones, and eventually the 84,000 aspects of afflicting emotions will unfold. Mathieu went on to the next question. Are these negative emotions inherent in the basic nature of mind or not? To answer this, we need to distinguish different levels of consciousness. According to Buddhism, there are 3 levels of consciousness: gross, subtle, and very subtle. At the gross level, we have all the kinds of emotions. The gross level corresponds to the functioning of the brain and the interaction of the body with its environment. The subtle level corresponds to the notion of the I and to the introspective faculty with which the mind examines its own nature. The very subtle level is the most fundamental aspect of consciousness, the mere fact that there is a cognitive faculty rather than not. It is sheer consciousness or awareness without a particular object upon which consciousness is focused. Emotions concern the gross and the subtle level, but do not affect the most subtle one. They could be compared to waves on the surface of the ocean, while the fundamental nature of mind corresponds to the ocean's depth. The very subtle level is sometimes referred to as luminous. But when we speak of the luminous aspect of mind, it does not mean that there is something glowing somewhere. The adjective luminous refers simply to the basic faculty of being aware. When this basic awareness, sometimes called the ultimate nature of mind, is fully and directly realized, this is also considered to be the nature of Buddhahood.